A couple of waves of precipitation will be moving through the Midwest today into Saturday morning, and then we'll be looking at some more good harvest weather coming up. The first round of precipitation is working its way through the eastern Midwest this morning and will likely fall apart as it moves further to the east and south, but we do have rain occurring at this hour in parts of Indiana, northwest and west central Ohio, and portions of east central and central portions of Illinois. The second wave of rain, though, is building up across the western Corn Belt, portions of South Dakota, Nebraska, and a few areas in northeastern Kansas and northwestern Missouri, beginning to see rain and thunderstorms come from the second surge of precipitation. And as we go through the day today, this second system will overspread most of the Midwest and will end or exit out of the eastern portions of the region tomorrow morning. The storm system will be fast moving, but there will still be some locally moderate to heavy rainfall in a few areas. Some of those will include parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri. These areas could see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall in some locations. The precipitation in other areas will be notably lighter. In fact, it'll be quite minimal in areas near the Ohio River, where a few locations will get more than a quarter of an inch of rain by Saturday afternoon. The precipitation that is going to occur across the Midwest today will certainly be disruptive to farming activity, and we may still be seeing some impact tomorrow. But as we get into the sunshine for the balance of the weekend and early part of next week, we'll likely see field work advancing again across much of the region with a good drying bias expected. There will be another wave of precipitation moving into the upper parts of the Midwest, the far northwestern Corn Belt in particular. This will likely take place as we move into the early to middle part of next week. The system is not expected to be any more intense than the one that will occur here today, but it will still bring moisture into the eastern Dakotas, portions of Minnesota, as well as Nebraska and Iowa. The system will be fast moving, and it will produce perhaps upwards to 3/4 of an inch of rain, maybe some local totals over an inch in a few spots, but it will also weaken as it moves eastward across the Midwest. The bulk of significant moisture will end up in Ontario, Canada, and only a limited amount of shower activity will work its way through the heart of the Midwest during the middle to latter part of next week. The end result of this, of course, is that field work will advance relatively well across parts of the region after we get done with today's rain event. The temperature bias across the Midwest is going to be temporarily cooler, but will turn right around and warm back up again. It's really a very nice autumn-like weather pattern here, but we're starting off with more summer-like conditions than autumn. Temperatures across the central and eastern portions of the Midwest today will be well into the 80s, but it will only be in the upper 50s and some 60s across parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, and maybe northwestern Iowa. That cooler air will overspread the rest of the Midwest as we get into the day on Saturday, with highs in the 60s and 70s, maybe a couple of readings near 80 at the Ohio River, but nowhere north though, and we will expect the highs on Sunday also in the upper 60s and 70s. A new warming trend will occur as we move into the early to middle part of next week, but the temperatures will not get quite much warmer than upper 70s and lower 80s across a big part of the region. And it looks like our low temperatures at night over these next several nights will be no cooler than 40s and 50s across the heart of the Midwest, with our next round of warmer nighttime lows holding off until midweek next week, when we'll see a few lower 60s scattered about the lower parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.